This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now.
Darshawn Williams gets in an argument with his teen stepson when he comes home from work to find the boy has not completed any chores. The argument escalates. The stepdad, Williams, retrieves a handgun and shoots the teen boy in the chest. He calls 911 and admits to the crime. The boy's unconscious and not breathing by the time EMTs arrive. Despite life-saving measures, the boy is pronounced dead on the scene.
Nancy, it turns out Williams' stepson had not raked the leaves, enraging Williams, who had already been arguing with the boy's mother over his behavior. The couple apparently argued over dinner, and his wife did not return home in an attempt to de-escalate the argument. After shooting the 15-year-old, Williams called his wife and told her, quote, "Your son is dead." Michael Clemens was set to turn 16 next month.
Darshawn Williams, 48, now facing murder, assault, child abuse, and gun charges over incompleted chores. Staff at a California hospital highly suspicious their latest walk-in is on drugs. When a staff member notices the man's been in the bathroom a really long time, he pokes his head in to find the man gone and ceiling tiles out of place. Cops are called. They can't find the man. No one answers when they call. A pole camera finally spots him lodged between a metal support beam and an HVAC unit. The man confirms he's stuck. Firefighters have to cut him free, causing $5,000 of damages. The patient now facing vandalism charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two women have been shot and wounded on the campus of Spartan College of Aeronautics and Technology in Inglewood, California, in what authorities are calling a case of workplace violence. The gunfire broke out inside an office at the aviation school located about a mile from Los Angeles International Airport. Inglewood Mayor James Butt says the suspect is believed to be a former employee. One of the victims is reported to be in critical condition. A man matching the suspect's description was taken into custody after leaving the scene. Los Angeles police say they stopped a vehicle that had been flagged as a regional alert. The campus went into lockdown for about an hour. Chris Becker, president of the Inglewood campus, said the school is typically peaceful and that safety is a top priority, especially given its focus on aviation training. Spartan College operates multiple campuses nationwide. Its Inglewood site serves roughly 500 students, primarily in aviation maintenance programs. A former fashion executive facing sex trafficking charges has been ruled mentally unfit to stand trial. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has more.
Michael Jeffries, once the powerful CEO behind Abercrombie & Fitch's rise to prominence, has been declared mentally incompetent to stand trial on federal sex trafficking charges. The ruling came in recent days from U.S. District Judge Nusrat Chowdhury, who cited a preponderance of the evidence showing that Jeffrey suffers from severe cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's, Lewy body dementia, and lasting effects of a traumatic brain injury. Jeffrey's legal team submitted evaluations from four medical professionals who concluded his condition is progressive and cannot be reversed. As a result, the judge ordered that he be hospitalized for up to 4 months in a federal facility to determine whether treatment might restore his competency. The charges, filed in October, accused Jeffries and two others, his romantic partner Matthew Smith and an associate, James Jacobson, of luring men to sex parties with promises of modeling opportunities. Prosecutors say the events, held in locations including New York City and the Hamptons, involved drugs and coercion. All three men have pleaded not guilty. Jeffries has been free on a $10 million bond since his initial court appearance. The court will reassess Jeffries' mental state following his hospitalization.
Michael Jeffries' co-defendants remain free on bond as the case moves forward.
LaShea Stein, 16, honor student, George Washington High, Aurora, Colorado, dreams of being a nurse. Over the summer, she interns at University of Colorado Hospital, but plans to spend the rest of her time working and has a job interview already lined up. The day of the interview, her mom goes to wake her up and finds LaShea gone. She reports her daughter missing, Lachey's phone gone, wallet, clothes, charger, all home. Surveillance video catches Lachey walking near a bus stop, Peoria Street, 2:23 a.m. That's the last known sighting of Lachey. Police fear she was lured from her home and sex trafficked. There have been possible sightings of Lachey in Aurora and as far as Kansas City. Lachey Stein, African-American, 5'6", 150 pounds, long, possibly braided black hair, brown eyes, quarter-size round scar on her chest. If you have info on Lachey Stein, call Aurora, Colorado PD, 303-627-3100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast. It's called Crime Stories, and we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solved unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.